KQED.
Massive open online courses, or MOOCs, have generated a lot of excitement and political heat because they promise to revolutionize education, or at least make it cheaper to offer students the classes they need to graduate. San Jose State University was one of the first to start experimenting with a pilot program, but as KQED's Charlotte Bear reports, most of the students failed the courses.
Markham Martz doesn't want his 18-year-old son, Sam, to end up like so many California college students, stuck in school for more than 4 years.
Getting classes, I think, is really a challenge for kids these days.
So Martz signed Sam up to take an online computer programming course through San Jose State and Silicon Valley MOOC developer Udacity. Martz signed up, too, so he could help his son out.
Right off the bat, it became fairly obvious that the course content, the quizzes, the assignments, and the way in which the class proceeded had not been beta tested thoroughly, if at all.
He might let that slide if the class was a normal free MOOC, but Martz paid $150 each for him and Adam to take the class and get college credit. It meant extra assignments, access to instructors, and actual grades. This is the model universities hope will get more kids through bottleneck classes like entry-level math and science and on to graduation. But the first semester, 80% of students in remedial math failed. In elementary statistics, roughly half failed.
We clearly should not be trying to take this Orville and Wilbur machine, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean.
Professor Peter Hadrius chairs the philosophy department at San Jose State.
It's treated as if it's the Concorde and it's all ready to go, but in fact, it's a way of teaching that is in a very formative stage.
Hadrius is not just concerned about his school's Udacity pilot. Variations on MOOC's experiments are showing up in lots of different places, like when San Jose State administrators asked Hadrius's department to replace lectures in an ethics class with a Harvard MOOC. After watching the online course, the San Jose philosophy faculty wrote an open letter in protest. Hadrius says it would be insulting to force diverse state university students to watch the Ivy League professor lecture to his affluent class.
He would interpolate into his talks and dialogues how privileged they were. They were, for the most part, or certainly to a greater extent, white than our student body. So we got, on the one hand, this strange sort of upstairs-downstairs situation where the lower-class people could look at how the upper-class people were being educated.
Another problem is something called the digital divide. Some students in the first semester Udacity pilot didn't have computers. Then there's the P word.
Probably the greatest worry that instructors have is the privatization.
MOOC providers are for-profit companies. Right now, they live off venture capital and give their content to universities for cheap or free. Of course, that can't last. So the question is, who will pay for the months of work it takes to turn instructors' lectures into scripts, shoot dozens of videos, and edit together the polished package?
It's been an enormous amount of time, and I had no idea when I signed up for it just how much time.
Susan Snesersky is a full-time lecturer at San Jose State. She jumped at the chance to co-develop an intro to psychology class for the Udacity pilot. She's proud of her work, but says the hours, criticism, and politics have been rough.
I would continue teaching my course. I wouldn't make a new course.
Why would you maybe not with the other four classes that you teach?
I think I'm just done. Yeah, right now I'd take a breather.
So will everyone else at San Jose State. After seeing the project's initial results, University President Mo Kayomi agreed to put it on pause.
As we look at new approaches, sometimes we may need to go back and adjust that one and learn from it. The university should be the place for exploration.
Parent Markham Martz wants universities to be more innovative, but says his experience as a guinea pig in the MOOC pilot seemed caught up in high-tech hype.
This reminds me an awful lot of Windows Vista and Apple Maps. Throw the spaghetti up on the wall to see if it sticks. That's fine if you're putting out a free application, but when it's college course curricula, I think they need to get it right.
San Jose State is working on version 2.0. There's a lot still riding on the experiment's success. Silicon Valley companies are looking to profit. Colleges are looking for ways to make education cheaper. The National Science Foundation is watching, too. It gave money to the project and expects to have a detailed report later this month on what went wrong. For the California Report, I'm Charlotte Bear in San Jose.